Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this pleasant hump day morning, and I hope everybody is doing well. And of course, with it being Wednesday, we have in studio, as she is every Wednesday, we have Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing
Hello.
Today?
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
All right. Well, of course, with it being Wednesday, we have the virtual CNN.
Yes.
And when is the next actual in-person CNN, though?
Should be 2 weeks from now. It's the first Wednesday of the month.
Okay. So it'll be 2 weeks from now. So not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after.
Right.
So August the 5th, it looks like. So if I'm looking at the calendar correctly.
Right.
So, all right. So, but let's go ahead and get started with today's virtual CNN.
Okay. Sounds great. So first we have Alicia Melton from Life Point Church. The Touch of Life Ministries is still serving the community to the best of their ability right now in all the times of uncertainty. Their next outreach date will be August 15th, and you can follow their Facebook page for more detail. They are also holding a fundraiser garage sale August 7th and 8th at the Holly House. That'll be in partnership with the Coffeyville Alliance of Ministries. More details to come. Levi Wilson from your little sister company, K1, KRIG, KYFM, KPGM.
Mm-hmm.
Always got to remember all the acronyms. So, but the Bartlesville radio stations will be having their auction like you all just had recently. That'll be Saturday, July 25th at the Dewey Fairgrounds. Doors open at 8 and the auction's at 9. And they, of course, just like yours, the auctions will sell for no more than 80%. Is
there
that right?
We go. 80%. Yeah, that's right.
So how did it go?
It was fantastic. We had a great time out there, a great turnout. I think we've called it the best auction we've ever had.
So, oh, that's awesome.
So it, the good thing about it was, even though everybody had to wear a mask because it's city property, but I'll tell you what, the social distancing was on point.
Oh,
family set together, mm-hmm. but people that weren't related, they said, with their family. So it was a great time, and everybody had a great time, and it was probably one of the best ones. And I'll tell you what, John Nichols, a heck of an auctioneer.
He's
so entertaining.
Oh, he's
so
funny.
Entertaining to listen to him. And yeah, he is. He does. He speaks so quickly, but he's so funny as well. He's basically the entertainment himself as well. He's a great guy as well. So I got to speak with him. So it was very, very fun listening to him auctioneer, because I'd never heard him before. Man, he's awesome though.
Yeah, that's awesome. I had my eye on two special things, but we didn't end up getting to go. My son had a dentist appointment, ended up having a tooth extracted and a whole bunch of work done. He was in pain, crying. Little kid, they don't get it. So I felt horrible. And so we kind of chilled. So, okay. So some other things. Jamie Grant from Coffeyville Recreation Commission. They're still taking signups. They extended it for a little bit on fall sports. They got soccer, flag football, cheer, and youth volleyball. Sam Cutterick from Visit Coffeyville. The icy machine is up and running still, so make sure to stop by for a treat. Our offices, you can come in between 9 and 5. Occasionally, we have to close. We're short-staffed, so we sometimes have to close for lunch and stuff. But most of the time, stop in anytime. Get you an icy. Yum, yum. Rita Taylor from the Community Health Center for Southeast Kansas. As we mentioned before, they finally have walk-in care open, and that's for all of your urgent medical needs. It's open every day, including Saturdays and Sundays, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So stop in there anytime. Tiffany Sutherland from Advanced Physical Therapy. This is kind of neat. APT will be hosting a blood drive on August 6th, and that'll be 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at their location, which they're on 9th Street, 117 West 9th. And they're doing this in conjunction with the Red Cross. So you can make your appointment at redcrossblood.org, or you can call. And they even have a sponsor code called APT Coffeyville. So that is good to have that going. And a few other things going on. So we've got a webinar coming up. The Chamber, along with the Small Business Development Center, is going to host a webinar on August 4th, and that'll be at 10 a.m., and it's all on how to sell online. A lot of our businesses, so for anybody listening, I'm really trying to encourage as many businesses in town to start finding a way to offer products online. You can't give up the in-person, that a lot of us want to go in. I want to browse. I want to take my time, and so that is never going to go away 100%, but there are a lot of people that are doing more and more shopping online, and especially with COVID. So I'm just really encouraging everybody to say, you know, if you can offer some of your products online, on your website, on Facebook, whatever platform, you need to be doing that. You mm-hmm. need to find a way. So we're going to have a workshop that teaches you what are the different ways to do that, how to make it easy. They've got new platforms now that, I mean, seriously, it's like click, 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 done, you're ready, and you can sell your products right then. So
that's a good little thing for the businesses to check out. That way they can they could even expand their business as well. So.
Exactly. It's not taking away your customers you already have. It's just opening it up to more customers you might not normally get.
Right.
So great opportunity. And again, that's August 4th. That's free for chamber members, and that's $20 for a non-chamber member. We still have lots of supplies. Anybody looking for supplies? Several places in town have been really stocking up to make sure that you've got sanitizer and disinfectants and everything. The chamber has some that we bought earlier this year to help with our businesses. And so now I'm giving them at a discounted price. I've got liter size, which is those gigantic bottles, only for $8. They were $18. So those are on sale. The only problem is you got to put essential oil in it because it smells like liquor. Back in the time when we couldn't find sanitizers anywhere, a lot of the distilleries were making them. So
right.
They don't smell the best, but if you add some oils to it, it makes it great.
It'll be fine.
Yes. So if you need those, I've got a ton. Again, that's at the chamber office. Couple other things that we've got going on. I feel like I had another event coming up. What was it? Oh my gosh, I just drew a blank. That's all right. I did want to talk about one last thing just real quickly. We do get a lot of questions all the time about different things in town, and I love it. I want to be the resource for people if you have a question. I don't always know the answer, but at least you can call us and we can point you in the right direction. So one of the questions we'd be getting a lot of is there a list of what businesses require a mask, which ones don't? There is not a list, nor will there ever be a list. I don't think that's something that is really appropriate to have a, you know, mask or not mask list.
Right.
What I tell everybody is I know many, especially our members, businesses that are really doing everything can to make sure it's safe. They've got sanitizer when you walk in the door, you put your hand out, there you go. Social distancing, you know, everything that you can think of. But so I would just basically say, call ahead if you're not sure if you need to bring a mask or not. So just call ahead. Most of them are really flexible. They'll work with you on whatever it is. Just check them out and just be patient with them. Thankfully, we haven't had any too crazy here, but there has been some reports at some Walmarts of people just flipping out and almost becoming physical with the, I guess you call them an attendant.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell everybody out there, I don't care what side of the spectrum you fall on, respect is what we need to do
exactly.
Right now. So, you know, that person that's working there, they're doing what they're told. It is not, you know, if you have any concern or question with any business in town, I always encourage everybody, talk to a manager, share your concerns, let them know. But definitely don't hit the frontline workers, you know, because they're just doing their jobs.
Right.
And so bless their hearts for doing their jobs and having to deal with some not so nice people sometimes. So just respect everybody. And I think that was all I had for today. Yeah, it was kind of a small little.
You don't have to agree with the mandate, but there's no need to go after the person that's having to enforce it.
Exactly. Exactly. No matter what it takes, it just same with restaurants. I mean, I've had some restaurants that, you know, they just have had some people mad because maybe times are they're spread out and they don't want to be spread out mm-hmm. or the service is a little slower and whatever it is, you know, you just have to be patient with people. I mean, these businesses are really trying to do the best they can
right.
in a crazy time. And so, and the same with the chamber, you know, we've had a couple questions on some things and, you know, no matter what you agree with or don't agree with, just call the manager, which would be me. Talk to me anytime. My phone is open. My door is open. But just not attacking the frontline workers and not attacking people on social media. Those are just not the platforms that you should use. Have a good conversation. And again, you can come in and you always ask this, but you can call me at 251-2550. You can message me on Facebook. You can email me or our door again is open 9 to 5. Stop in. See me, talk, vent, or if you have an idea, I'm always open for ideas too.
Yeah, just again, just be respectful. I mean, like I said, you don't have to agree with it, but you know, like I said, those people, the frontline workers, they're just doing what they're told. That's what they do. I think they're calling them the ones, I think at Wally World, the ambassadors, I think is what they're calling them. So wearing the black, I love they're making them wearing the black shirts when it's really hot outside. It's like, can they wear a white shirt or something? Someone's a little less, the wool reflect
heat
the
wave.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. It's kind of crazy. But yes, just being nice and being respectful. And same goes for our school district. You know, this stuff was handed to them and it wasn't expected, and they're trying to do their best to just finding a way to make it work for as many families as possible. And I love it that they're being creative and finding multiple ways of choices, you know, so whether it's in person, online, a combination, I mean, there's different things that they're trying to do, at least based on mandates that they're given.
Absolutely.
You know?
So,
doing their best, and my heart's out to them. Also, I just want to say, thoughts and prayers are out for Windsor Place. You know, again, they are one of the organizations in town that probably did 100% more than anybody else in town when it comes to making sure everybody's safe. I mean, they've done every protocol you could think of. I just feel for them right now and what they're going through, the challenges. And
yeah, unfortunately, it slipped through. And of course, with any place where everybody's kind of close together, it kind of spreads. So,
yeah.
Because I know a few people that work out there, and they're just puzzled how it got in, you know?
That's what I said. I mean, of all the places that I've known, I've seen their protocols, and they are. They do really.
No,
but, you know, we're all human, and we just, and this virus
happens.
Is crazy, too. We never, every time we think we know this virus, it changes on us.
Yeah.
We learn something different. So
it's almost like, it's like, oh, you think you know me? I got something else up my sleeve here. Let's go.
Exactly.
And you're just like, what's going on? So, I went to a business. I was going to go to a business the other day, and it said, and I was going to walk in, and I saw the door. It said mask, and I was like, oh, that's right. So I had to go back to my car, grab my mask real quick, put it on. I mean, it's the rules for it. So it's like, I'm going to follow the rules.
Yeah.
So
we just do what we can for right now.
Absolutely.
And, that's just the new way of doing things, I guess. It's a little, there is no new normal. I don't want to hear that word. Don't say that word. So we're all just changing and learning just trying to do our best. But, oh, and I did want to say thank you to your listeners out there. I was stuck 3 hours at a car shop the other day down south. And, you know, you sit there in the lobby waiting for your vehicle to be done. And anyway, random person I started talking to ended up being from up in this area. He's heard me on the radio. He, you know, said positive things about the radio station and about me. And, you know, just love hearing good things out there that people are listening and that they love everything. So.
Random acts of kindness.
Yeah.
That's what you like to hear. Well, Candy, I thank you so much for coming on today. If you need to get a hold of her, you can check them out on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the number. So be sure to get a hold of them. Also, we go down there for ices.
That's right.
So, the
so you
ice
can
machine
come
is working.
In, you can vent, you can get an icy and walk out happy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like you get it all off your chest, and then you grab an icy, and all of a sudden everybody's happy.
Exactly.
So I think ICs make everybody happy. So, all right. Well, Candy, again, thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have more Open Line all the way up until 11 o'clock. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.